弟兄姐妹平安。今天很高兴可以跟大家有分享信息的时间。
I'm so glad we can share the message with you.
We 我会讲英文，然后对方中文。这样子你不用听我的广东话国语。So today the message, the topic of the message is going to be what did Jesus do on earth?
今天讲到的标题是耶稣在世上做了什
么。We have a three-year-old son, Gabriel.
我们有一个三岁的儿子叫 Gabriel.
He is a very active kid.
他是一个很活泼的小孩。
Every other day he would come back home and do something crazy.
他常回到家以后就做一些很疯狂的事情。
One day he took a badminton racket and started hitting on all the ants and spiders.
有一天他就拿一个羽球拍，然后去打那个蚂蚁跟蜘蛛。
And then my other son, Boaz, would say, "Oh, it's so dirty." And then he says, "Oh, yeah, it is dirty. Let me just go and wash it."
所以当我他另外一个他的哥哥说这样子很脏，所以他就拿了这个羽球拍要去洗。
And so he like turned on the faucet, and then he just thrash all the water around.
所以他打开那个水龙头，然后就把水喷的到处都是。
And then my wife would go into the bathroom and say, "What on earth have you done?"
所以我太太就过去跟他说，你到底都在干嘛？
But maybe it's a question that we should ask ourselves. What have we done on earth?
所以这也许是我们可以问问自己的，我们到底都在干嘛？
So as Christians, we are following. We are followers of Christ.
作为一个基督徒，我们是耶稣的跟随者。
So it makes sense for us to look at what Jesus has done on earth.
所以照理说，我们要看看耶稣在世上做了什么。
And reflect upon what we want to do ourselves.
然后想想看，我们可以做什么。
Hence today's topic, what has Jesus done on earth?
所以才会有今天的标题，耶稣在世上的工作。
When we think about what Jesus has done on earth, we often thought about the birth on the manger during Christmas time.
所以当我们想到耶稣在世上的事的时候，我们总想到他出生，他在圣诞节的时候出生在马槽里。
Or his death on the cross, during Easter time.
或者是在复活节那日，他死在十字架上。
But during the bulk of three and a half years of his time on earth.As documented in the four gospel books, he did a lot of other things.
在他在世上的这三年当中，就像这四卷福音书记载，他还做了很多其他的事。
The four gospel books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, documented all these activities.
所以在这四卷福音书，马太、马可、约翰和路加，路加和约翰当中，记载了很多耶稣的作为。
So I think this passage summarizes Jesus' activities well.
所以今天信息当中，我们要来归纳一下耶稣所做的事。
So it's in Matthew 9:35-38.
所以在马太福音第九章35-38节。
Maybe you can speak for us.
我念中文。耶稣走遍各城各乡。在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人去收他的庄稼。
Okay, next. So let me just kind of summarize what Jesus did.
所以让我来归纳一下耶稣做了什么。
So he go, see, care and pray.
所以他走遍各城各乡，看见了也怜悯他们，并求庄稼的主。
Jesus was born in a small village in Nazareth in current Israel.
耶稣出生在一个小城拿撒勒，也就是在现今的 以色列境内。
During his time on earth, he traveled all over the area and eventually reached Jerusalem.
在他在世上的时间，他在那一带游走，最后去了耶路撒冷。
While Jesus went through all the villages and towns around the area, he taught in the synagogues, proclaimed the good news of the kingdom, and healed every disease and sicknesses.
当耶稣走遍各城各乡的时候，他在犹太人的会堂里讲道，宣讲天国的福音，也医治许多的病人。
The four Gospels are filled with his teachings. For example, the Sermon on the Mount, his preaching on the kingdom of God coming to earth, and other lessons.
所以这四本福音书记载了很多耶稣的教导，像是登山宝训，或是宣告神的国再来，还有一些其他的道理。
These Bible books also documents numerous occasions where Jesus healed the sick. For example, the woman who has blood problems, those with leprosy, and feeding the poor.
这圣经当中也记载了无数个耶稣医治病人的事迹，就像是他医治血漏的病人，或是长大麻风的人，还有供应穷人等等。
Everywhere he went, he saw people who was poor, sick, and needed to hear the gospel.
所以，每当耶稣到一个地方，他就发现这边的人是困苦流离，他们需要福音。
So this guy, his name is Neil Kaskari.
这个人的名字叫做 Neil Kaskari.
He is a former Treasury Department official and later an investment banker.
他先前是美国财务部的官员，他后来做一个投资理财的顾问。
Now he is currently running for the governor's position in California.
他现在在竞选加州的州长。
As part of his political campaign, he did a kind of stunt.
他在他竞选广告里面这样说。
He spent a week. He took a Greyhound bus from Los Angeles to Fresno, with only $40 in his pocket, a change of clothing in his backpack, and a sleeping bag, with only one goal, which is to find a job.
他花一个礼拜的时间，带着他口袋里面40块钱，坐大巴从洛杉矶到佛雷斯诺这地方，背包里再只带了一套换洗的衣物。就为了要找到一份工作。
He went around looking for jobs, and at night he would sleep in parks, parking lots, and homeless shelter.
所以他为了找工作，他可能一个星期都睡在公园、停车场或是这些避难所。
He wound up staying there for a week, and one thing he discovered during this week was that while he still had some money,He has some degree of choices.
在这个礼拜，他发现如果他还有一点钱的话，他就还有一点，他就还有一点机会。
He could respond to job ads wherever the job is located.
所以他就可以去回应那些招聘的广告，不管这些招聘的地点是在哪里。
He could just take a bus there or walk over.
所以他就可以搭公交车去那边。
But as the week went on, his $40 is depleted.
所以当一个礼拜过去的时候，他的40块钱也没有了。
So now he had to go to a volunteer-operated soup kitchen to get food.
所以他只能到一个这个自愿经营的提供食物的地方去找吃的。
When that happened, he discovered that he had no choice.
所以当这时候，他发现他已经别无选择了。
He could not stay far from the soup kitchen neighborhood because he depends on it for food.
他不能离开这个提供食物的地方太远，因为他还需要这边的食物。
He also need to sleep around the homeless shelter area.
他也必须在这个给游民的避难所这附近过夜。
So when people become very poor, then their capacity and attention become much more limited.
所以当人很穷的时候，他所关注的事情也会受到限制。
Things that we take for granted, like food and laundry and shelter, become the focus of their attention.
所以当这些人们觉得理所当然的事，像是食物、洗衣店、避难所这些，会变成他们关注的焦点。
Everything, every day is like a struggle.
所以每一天都是非常的不容易。
So going to new places allow us to discover the needs of people.
所以当我们到一个新的地方的时候，我们有机会可以去看到当地人的需要。
Jesus commands us to go to people that may need our help and need the gospel.
所以耶稣要我们去帮助那些需要帮助的人，并且去传福音。
Now after we go to a place, we see.
当我们看到我们到一个新的地方的时候，我们就看见当地。
So Jesus, Matthew continues. He says that when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
马太福音第九章说，他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
So, my friend, I grew up in Hong Kong, so I never saw a sheep until I was very old.
我从小在香港长大，所以我从来没有，直到我长大，我从来没有看过一只羊。
But my friend who raises sheep tells me that sheep are very dependent on the shepherd to guide them.
不过我一个放羊的朋友告诉我，羊是非常依赖他们的牧人的。
Actually, his exact words was that sheep are stupid.
也就是说，他觉得羊是很笨的。
So sheep would walk along and fall in a hole on the ground, and then just could not get itself out until a shepherd would pull him out of the hole.
所以他走一走就会掉到洞里面，然后也没有办法自己出来，直到牧羊人把他拉出来。
So Jesus felt the same way about people.
所以耶稣发现人也是这样的。
We are often dependent.
我们一直都是很依赖某件事情。
All of us are located in Ithaca, which is a college town, and more educated places in the U.S.
我们住在伊塔卡，这是一个大学城，也是一个美国平均教育水平很高的一个地方。
We may feel overwhelmed with work and busyness.But we seldom feel completely dependent.
我们有时候会被工作和忙碌的生活压得喘不过气来，但是我们却很少有依赖什么的感觉。
In a book called Hope in the Gospel, the president of World Vision, Richard Stearns, talk about the needs of the people and how they are dependent on help.
在这本书叫做《福音中的洞》。当中这个作者他是世界展望会的主席，他谈到教会在帮助病人和穷人中所扮演的角色。
He says that there are two types of churches, one in the West and one in poor developing countries.
他说好比说有两种教会，一个是在富有的西方世界，一个是在一个落后国家。
Many churches in the Western world are rich, self-sufficient,have beautiful worship and long-term planning.
很多在西方世界的教会，他们是有钱而且自给自足的，他们有很好的敬拜团队，也有很完善的未来的规划。
But at the same time, there are different types, another type of church.
不过同样的，有另外一种教会。
Churches in poor places, for example, in Africa.
就像是在非洲的教会。
They deal with immediate crisis all the time.
所以他们是常常需要面临各样的危机的。
Service are held in open air under a tree.
他们的崇拜可能是在室外，在一棵树底下进行。
Church members would have to walk for miles to join the worship.
所以来参加教会的人可能要走好几英里来到这边。
Many communities are plagued by AIDS in the community.
很多社区当中可能有艾滋病传染。
And the churches find themselves holding funerals very often and facing the needs of the widows and the orphans.
所以这个教会可能时常需要举办丧礼，也需要设法帮助这当中的孤儿寡妇。
And pastors themselves would worry about food and shelter.
这边的牧师也经常需要为找食物和找避难所来担心。
In the past, following the example of Christ, Christians used to be the center of action in helping the sick and the poor.
所以在以前，基督徒他们要跟随耶稣，他们要像学习耶稣的榜样去帮助病人和穷人。
In fact, the rapid growth of Christianity during Middle Age Europe, after the Black Death, was propelled by the fact that Christians are willing to take care of the sick.
就像基督教在西方世界迅速增长的原因，就是因为当时黑死病发生之后，基督徒他们都很自愿的去照顾这些生病的人。
Even when nobody else were willing to.
即使当初很多人都是不愿意的。
Now many Christians churches may not be as focused on requiring sacrificial love from his people and helping the needy.
但是现在很多的教会他们不再需要这样子这种舍己的爱，或是去帮助病人或穷人。
It seems like we are switching a little bit of our focus rather than being disciple for Christ. We seem to be decider for Christ.
所以似乎我们的焦点有一点改变，变成从耶稣的跟随者变成只要去决定要不要接受耶稣的人。
As disciple of Christ, of Jesus, we follow Christ and do what he does.
那我们成为耶稣的门徒的话，我们要去跟随他，并且学习他的作为。
But as decider for Christ, we just need to make that faith decision to follow Christ, and that seems to be most of our focus.
但是作为一个决定者，我们好像只要决定我们要不要接受耶稣基督，这是我们唯一需要做决定的事情。
So what does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus?
所以做耶稣的跟随者是什么意思？
It is to see what he sees and feel what he feels.
就是要看到他所看到的，并且和他有同样的感受。
So what did he see and what did he feel?
所以他看到什么，还有他耶稣的感觉是什么呢？
When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
他看见许多人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
So now one natural question to ask is, why is there such plentiful harvest but few workers?
所以我们很自然的会问，为什么要收的庄稼多，但是做工的人少呢？
Whose fault is it that the church cannot minister to the needy as much?
所以教会事工不能看顾需要的人，那这是谁的错呢？
It's really not anyone's fault.
其实这也不是任何人的错。
Because if you think about it, our church currently is looking for a pastor.
所以你想想看，我们教会现在正在寻找一位新的牧师。
So we are familiar with the recruitment process.
所以我们很清楚这个寻牧的过程。
Typical process involves church advertising a position to which a candidate would apply.
所以一般的程序就是教会会先刊登广告，然后有适合的人，他们就会来应征。
Now the church then invites a candidate for a flyout, and if it goes well after the interview, the church would make an offer to the candidate. The candidate decides to come.
所以教会接着就会邀请这个候选人来面谈。那如果一切顺利的话，在几次面谈之后，教会可能就会录取这个候选人。这候选人再决定他是否要来。
So it's all very normal.
所以这一切都看起来像是很自然的。
Now think of a poor neighborhood with many people that need pastoral help.
但是想想看，如果在一个很贫穷的又需要一个牧师的地区。
They also need counseling and medical assistance and other forms of help.
他们可能也需要一些在心理上还有在医疗上的帮助。
But there's no church and no one to help them.
但是可能这边没有任何的教会或是组织可以来帮助他们。
But there is also no advertisement.
但是他们是不会有任何广告的。
And even if there is some need, there may not be enough resources for a shepherd to help.
所以就算他们刊登广告，可能也没有牧师可能也不会愿意来这边。
So there would be no ministry.
所以结果就是这边不会有任何的事工。
So the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few.
所以说要收的庄稼多，但是做工的人少。
It's not because any pastor make a conscious decision not to go to help.
并不是说这牧师他们刻意的不去这个贫穷的地方。
But not enough people know.
而是其實沒有大部分人都不知道有這樣的情況。No
newspaper is going to advertise that there are the poor have needs. That's not news.
所以就像報紙上他們不會報導說這個有窮人需要幫助,因為這不是新聞。That
many people are dying of AIDS in Africa, that's not news either.
所以就像很多人因為艾滋病在非洲很多人死掉,這也不是新聞了。
So Stearns has an example in his book.
所以這個 Stearns先生他在他的書中說到,
If a child of a neighbor is dying on your driveway out of illness or malnutrition.
所以當你住的社區裡面有一個小孩因為他們營養不好而快要死掉了,
You will do everything within your capacity to help.
所以你一定會盡你所有的努力來幫他。
But what if the child is thousands of miles away?
但是如果這個小孩是在幾千公里以外呢?
Then we don't think about it much.
那我們就不會想到他。
But that's in fact what's happening.
但是這就是正在發生的事情。
Many of us hear about know that Bill Gates is the richest man on earth.
很多人都知道比爾蓋茨是世界上最有錢的人。
He's actually dedicated to giving away almost all his wealth to tackle global inequity.
他決定要幾乎捐出他所有的財產來解決世界上貧富差距的問題。
In his 2007 Harvard commencement speech.
所以在2007年,比爾蓋茨他在哈佛大學畢業典禮的演說當中,
He says, My wife and I read an article about the millions of children who are dying very poor every year in poor countries from diseases that we had long ago made harmless in this country.
他說,我和我太太看到一個報導,就是在一些貧窮的國家裡面,每年都有幾百萬的小孩死於麻疹、痢疾、肺炎這些疾病。
So those are like measles, malaria, pneumonia, hepatitis B, yellow fever. But one disease I had never even heard of, rotarosis, was killing 500,000 kids each year, none of them in the U.S.
所以这些病包含了麻疹、痢疾、肺炎、B型肝炎还有黄热病，还有一种大家几乎没有听过叫做轮状病毒，这一年会杀死将近50万的非洲的小孩，但是没有一个是发生在美国的。
So we were shocked. We had assumed that if millions of children are dying, they would be saved.
我們會覺得非常震驚,因為如果有50萬個小孩就要死掉了,那他們是有可能被救活的。
The world would make it a priority to discover and deliver the medicines to save them.
所以世界上應該要把它看作是一個非常要緊的事情,想辦法把藥送到那邊去。
But it did not.
但事實卻不是這樣。
For under a dollar, there were interventions that could save lives that just weren't being delivered.
所以這些救命的藥可能只要不到一塊錢,但是他們卻沒有被送到需要的地方。
So we ask, how could the world let these children die?
所以我們會問說,這個世界怎麼忍心讓小孩子死掉呢?
The answer is simple and harsh.
這答案是簡單又殘酷的。
The market did not reward saving the lives of these children, and governments did not subsidize it.
因為拯救這些小孩並不能賺錢,而且政府也不會補助。
So the children died because their mothers and fathers had no power in the market and no voice in the system.
所以這些小孩因為他們的父母沒有經濟能力,也沒有社會地位,所以就這樣死了。
That's why it's important to go, see, and care.
所以這就是為什麼我們要去,並且要看到,並且要去關心。
Now, what to do about it?
所以我們應該做什麼呢?
Jesus teaches us to pray for God to send people to minister to the needy and solve the problems.
所以耶穌告訴我們,我們要禱告求主來差派工人到這需要的地方。
So he says, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore to send out workers into his harvest field.
他說,求莊稼的主打發工人去收他的莊稼。
Jesus knows that there are a lot of needs, and only when God sent his workers would such needs be satisfied.
耶稣知道这世上有很多的需要，但是只有神差派他的工人到这需要的地方，这样子这些需要才能够被满足。
Jesus himself set the example while he was on earth, and he asked Christians to do the same.
耶稣他在世上做了很好的榜样，但是他也希望他也要基督徒能够学习他的榜样。
Before he left, Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the end of the age."
在马太福音第二十八章说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Let's consider an example.
让我们看一个例子。
Recently, our church sent a short-term missions team to Brooklyn Chinatown.
最近我们教会差派一支短宣队到纽约的布鲁克林。
Many of us went and saw a community that we had previously not exposed to.
我们很多人去到这边，让我们看到一个我们从来没有经历过的一个社区。
I was shocked to hear that there are almost a million Chinese in Brooklyn, New York.
我们很惊讶的发现，原来那边大概有100万的华人住在这个布鲁克林的中国城。
And 8th Avenue became the fastest growing Chinese neighborhood in North America.
所以这第八街成了全美增长最快的华人的社区。
Many of these Chinese are new immigrants.
这边很多人都是新移民。
They live in really tight quarter.
他们住在很狭小的地方。
Like a typical two bedroom apartment.Would be divided into six units, and six families would all wind up living there.
做一个两室一厅的卧室，可能会被隔成六间，并且可能有六个家庭住在里面。
So some parents came here as illegal immigrants. Some come illegally as family members.
所以很多华人父母他们可能是非法移民，但他们的小孩就是成了美国公民。
Many parents are busy working, and their kids just grow up under the difficult circumstances.
所以当这些父母忙着工作的时候，小孩们他们可能就要在很艰难的环境底下长大。
When we went, we partnered with the Dorcas Center, which was led by Rebecca Lee, Grace Moore, and her husband Wilson Moore.
所以当我们去的时候，我们和多家中心合作。那多家中心是由Rebecca, Grace, 还有他的先生 Wilson 所经营的。
Their example is one of obeying God's commandment to go see care and pray.
所以他们就是一个顺服神的带领，并且去出去看见，并且关心这样子的一个例子。
Grace's husband Wilson was an airline executive, and they live comfortably in a Long Island home, sending their kids to private school.
Grace 的先生 Wilson 他是一个航空公司的高阶主管，所以他曾经住在纽约长岛一个很舒适的地方，他们的小孩都是上私立学校。
In the 90s, Grace and her friend Rebecca saw the social and spiritual needs for working class people in Chinatown.
所以在1990年的时候，Grace 和他的朋友 Rebecca 他们看到了在中国城里面这些华人的需要。
They started to pray. Grace felt that God spoke to her through these verses in Proverbs.
他们开始祷告。Grace 发现神透过箴言中的经文来对他说话。
Proverbs 31:8-9 says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all those are all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly.Defend the rights of the poor."
那箴言三十一章八到九节说：“你当为哑巴开口，为一切孤独的伸冤；你当开口按公义判断，为困苦和穷乏的辩屈。”
So they Grace and Rebecca decided to go and obey God's commandments and start to minister to the poor people in Chinatown for free.
Grace 和 Rebecca 他们决定要顺服神的命令，他们也要开始牧养中国城的穷人。
At first, they tried to serve the needs of the new immigrant community by going to the garment factories.
一开始他们试着要服侍这些新移民家庭，他们到这个成衣工厂里面去帮助那里的工人。
So they help these garment workers. Mainly that involves reading the English letters of those for those workers and helping them to write some English letters and talking to them when they need counseling.
So 他们到工厂去帮助这些工人，主要就是帮他们阅读一些英文的信，或是帮他们写英文信，或和他们交谈。
You know, when they run into problems in the new and new society, they help them out.
所以当他们在这社区上有任何问题的时候，Grace 和 Rebecca 都会帮他们。
So the workers love them because they care about them.
所以工人们都很喜欢他们，因为他们真的是非常关心他们。
And even the garment factory bosses really like them because they provide free social service.
所以即使这个衣服店老板很喜欢Grace 和 Rebecca， 因为他们可以免费的帮助这些工人的需要。
Over time, they try to find ways to share the gospel with the workers.
所以在一段时间之后，他们试着向这些工人来传福音。
They invest in sound system in these garment factories where they would read from the Bible.
所以他们决定要投资这个工厂里面的音响系统，因为在工厂里面是他们可以读圣经的地方。
Eventually, they created audio tapes from the Bible and other Christian books to be played in these factories.
所以最后他们也制作了这个圣经和基督教书籍的录音，然后在这个工厂里面播放。
After 9/11, many garment factories were closed down.
在911之后，很多的工厂都关闭了。
These workers started to change careers into home health aides and other blue-collar work.
所以这些工人试着换工作，改成做看护工或是其他蓝领阶层的工作。
So they need a new place to minister to the needy.
所以 Grace 和 Rebecca 需要一个新的地方来帮助这些需要帮助的人。
So they rented a place in Brooklyn and called it the Dorcas Center.
所以他们在布鲁克林租了一个地方，把它叫做多加中心。
Through God's grace, eventually they were able to buy the property at a highly discounted price.
所以因着神的恩典，他们最后可以用很多的折扣来买下那栋建筑。
And eventually it became, Dorcas Center became a huge presence in the community.
所以最后多加中心成为当地社区很重要的一个地方。
They served the poor people without charging anything.
他们免费的服务了很多的穷人。
And they also organized English class, guitar class, computer and other classes.
所以他们也组织了英语课、吉他课，还有很多的电脑课，还有其他的课程。
But over time, they discovered that the greatest needs might be with the next generation.
但是他们最担心的其实是这些新移民的下一代的需要。
So about 10 years ago, they set up a program called Summer Splash.
所以在十年前，多加中心开始在每年夏天，举办给小孩子夏令营。
That's the summer program that we partner with them in working on.
所以这就是我们之前夏天的时候和他们一起工作的一个聚会。
In the summer, the children do not have school, so it's a great opportunity to serve their needs.
在夏天的时候，小孩不用去学校，所以这是一个很好的机会，让我们可以去帮助他们。
The program charges very little, so the parents are happy to let someone take care of the children.
因为这收费是非常非常的低，所以这些父母也很高兴，因为有人可以帮他们带小孩。
The program is housed in the First Evangelical Free Church in Brooklyn, which is a few blocks away.
这个夏令会的场地在布鲁克林的第一博导会，它和多家中心只有隔着一条街。
A few blocks.
几条街。
We walk every block we. So it's a tremendous opportunity to serve them and to share the gospel with them.
这是一个很好的机会来向这些小孩传福音。
This year, for example, there are 83 children being served.
今年我们就服侍了83位小孩。
They came here for 8 weeks.
他们来一共来八周。
And learned the gospel thoroughly from week 1 to week 8.
他们可以完整的学习圣经，从第一周直到第八周。
And Grace Wilson and Grace Wilson and Rebecca are now getting towards retirement age.
Grace Wilson and Rebecca, 他们都已经到了即将要退休的年纪。
They pray for workers to help them organize this program.
所以他们祷告求神给他们新的工人来帮助他们继续组织这个夏令会。
So the way they arrange it is that every summer, several short-term mission teams would each take up a week of responsibility to take care of the children.
所以每年夏天有好几个短宣队会轮流来照顾小孩，一周一次。
But the interesting thing is that the youth leaders slowly grow up from before, they get trained and now they give back.
很有趣的是，这些孩子长大之后，他们成了新一代的领袖，他们现在也可以过来帮忙。
Many of the leaders in training used to be part of the summer splash program.
所以很多领袖训练中的青少年都是以前参加过夏令会的孩子。
So this year, aside from the 83 children being served, there are another 30 plus youths who are being served and trained as well.
所以今年不只是有83个小孩参加，他们还有另外30多个青少年也在这当中接受训练。
So closer to home, aside from something like that's happening in Brooklyn, our church is also another example.
所以看完了在布鲁克林的例子，回到这里，我们看到伊德加华人教会已经成立了25年。
So 25 years ago, it was also through Pastor Wong who saw the needs of the Chinese students in town.
So 25 年前，因为老王牧师看见了村里的中国学生的需要。
So he decided to go and serve the need of the students in town.
所以他决定要试着在这边成立教会，来帮助这边学生的需要。
So over time, generations of workers have dedicated their lives to the church.
所以很多历年来的同工都为这个教会摆上了许多。
And we get to enjoy the fruit of their labor and therefore have this church.
所以我们也得以享受他们辛苦工作的成果，可以有今天的教会。
So as we follow Christ,
所以当我们跟随耶稣的时候，
We should do what he did.
所以我们要做耶稣所做的事。
We should go, see, care, and pray for those in need.
所以我们要出去，要去看见，要去关心那些需要帮助的人。
And as the Great Commission promises us, he would be with us always till the end of the age.
就像大使命所应许我们的，他将要与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
主耶稣基督，我们满心感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你啊，在地上的时候，你真的是关注这些困苦流离的人。
Lord, we thank you that you care about all these suffering people when you are on earth.
主啊，我们感谢你啊。让我们知道何为爱。
Lord, we thank you that you let us know what the love really is.
感谢你看到我们的时候，不单是看到我们的需要，也看到我们内心深处的需要。
Lord, thank you because you not only see our need, but also see the need that deeply inside our heart.
主啊，你知道我们需要被你的宝血所成就，让我们的罪可以被洗清。
Lord, you know that our sin needs to be cleansed by your blood.
主啊，你当你去去医治关怀这些人的时候，你也成就他们。
Lord, when you heal and care about these people, you also accomplish them.
主啊，你的宝血到今天仍然在成就我们。
For your blood is still accomplishing us through today.
主啊，当我们愿意去跟随你的时候，主啊，我们接受你的救恩，也帮助我们成为你的门徒。
Lord, as we decide to follow you, we accepted your salvation, and also we decide to become your disciples.
所以主啊，求你帮助我们可以正如你说在大使命所说的一样。
Lord, help us follow the great commandments that you gave us.
让我们去去使万民可以做你的门徒。
So that we can go and make disciples of all nations.
主啊，用奉你的名为他们施洗。
We can baptize them in your name.
主啊，求你也与我们同在。
Lord, may you be with us.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise you and thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.